Struggling with an outdated website? Did you try to DIY your website and it's not getting the traffic you had hoped? Need a stunning redesign, full site audit, and all the latest updates? Site Hype Designs has you covered. We're the Wizards of Web, crafting sleek, modern sites that can help get your business back on track. Right now, the first 10 listeners to email us with the subject Johnny Claus will score a complete site audit and exclusive consulting tips from our head wizard, Johnny Claus himself. So send him a message and see if you qualify. Don't wait. Email John at sitehypedesigns.com with Johnny Claus in the subject line. That's John at sitehypedesigns.com. Hurry, only the first 10 get this magical deal. This is a holiday present for your business that can change how your customers find you. Site Hype Designs, where your website dreams come to life. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your trusted source for all things home improvement. Whether you're tackling a DIY project, hiring it out, or just trying to keep your home running smoothly, you're in the right place. With over 30 years of remodeling experience, certified kitchen designer Eric G. takes you behind the scenes with expert advice, industry trends, and the latest innovations for your home. It's everything you need to know without the fluff. Now, let's get this show started with our host, Eric G. and John Dudley.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Eric G.
And I'm Johnny D.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing there, brother?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. Good to see you, man. It looks like you're building out there in the woods again. Looks like mountain cabin by the wear you have on. It looks cool for Columbia.
Yeah, it's a little chilly up here. It's definitely higher up. And the breeze comes up from the valley. And, dude, it ain't snowing, but it feels like it should.
Looks like you and I are going to a job site though, where you're dressed in December in Tacoma, Washington, versus the way we used to. So I love it, man. I love it. Today, I wanted to talk about some of the cool stuff out there that are for the home and job site for safety, because we just have the time change this weekend where we're falling back, what I call Benny Hinn Day, where you fall back and we change the clocks. And that's always fun. And people say, oh, you better check the smoke detectors and all that stuff for the batteries. That's your reminder. But I thought, hey, let's talk a little bit about safety and some of the stuff you can do out there, because there's some cool stuff out there that's going to keep you from getting hurt or burning your house down. That's some of it's automatic, which makes it nice. And I know you're not the safety guy.
I am not the safety guy. And I would say that the fireplace that is currently one thin wall separated from my giant propane tank that feeds my stove is not the safest thing.
Yeah.
Let's just say I turn it off. I turn off the main tank after every time I use it.
Smart. Smart. One of my favorite things, and the older I get, the more I hate getting up on extension ladders and ladders on the roof. It's just, I have no problem getting up in the 24, 30 feet. But when I get up to the top of the 40 foot extension ladder, that's when I start going, I don't like this bounce anymore.
Right.
Because I know what it feels like to bounce, right?
So 100-pound roll of cap sheet tool on your shoulder, and it's doing the U-shaped bow. You're like, this is not cool.
You start to get a little bit of vibration going. It's never good. This is a cool little tool that is great for the people over the holidays as well. Lockjaw ladder grip. So I've got one of these things. It is awesome. What it does is it locks your ladder up to the gutter system. Uh-huh. To keep it from sliding around. The gutter system isn't going to hold you up if you put the ladder up wrong. But what's cool about this is it comes in and you basically lock it off. So it grabs the ladder and it just keeps it from sliding. So now you're not bouncing around and moving with it, which is cool. So it just grabs around the ladder, locks into the gutter system. And oh my gosh, it keeps you from getting that slide around, especially if you've got the ladder on the ground or softer ground or things like that. And a good climbing.
Three blocks under the right foot.
Yeah. Piece of 2x4 under one, 2x6 on the other, all the sketchy stuff that you're not supposed to do. But I tell you what, this is like instant ladder security. And That's one of the things you can get one, or you can get two of them. I just have one because I just need it to keep it up there. But for instance, my neighbor last year was up on his roof, and here in the Pacific Northwest, we get this mossy slime that goes on the roofs if you're in the shade. And he had this. He got up on the roof of his garage and went, uh-oh, I'm stuck. If I move, I'm sliding.
Yep.
So I went over and grabbed my ladder. I grabbed my Lockjaw ladder grip. His son, who's like 10, came over and went, Eric, can you help get my dad off the roof? Oh, man. And I'm like, all right, man. And it was a Saturday thing. And so I go popping over there. I'm like, hold on, man. I'll be right over. Grab that. So then he felt like he could slide down a little bit. I could hold the ladder and he could get down and get off the ladder. And so it worked out really well. But talk about a cheap insurance policy for $129 to make it feel much more stable. So that way you could put the ladder up there, the 3 or 4 feet higher than the roof surface you're climbing onto. So it looks like you're matching up the OSHA and ladder rules, but works out really well.
Because I am so safety conscious, I am a veteran of several ladder roof falls, et cetera. One, including a full 5 gallon paint can.
Awesome.
Paint bucket in my hand.
Oh.
From 3 stories up in Ketchikan, Alaska.
Ooh.
On an icy roof.
Yep.
Ladder slid out from under me. I fell, whatever that is, 30 foot. Used my poor little knees as a spring absorber and did not spill a drop of paint. I'm a little proud of that.
Cats.
But I'm also dumb for putting ladder on an icy roof. And I'm surprised that we didn't develop something like this a lot of years ago, like something so simple.
The guy's out of Australia, and I've had him on the TV show before. The guy is awesome. I love just small inventors like this. And you can get this on Amazon, so you can get it there, Home Depot, other places like that. But my last one was not even a ladder issue. I was up on the roof of my shed that I was building that I later turned into my office. I had a 4x sheet of OSB up on my hands, and a gust of wind came through. Just lifted me off in full-on parasailing mode. And I rode it down to the ground, threw the sheet of plywood off to the side so it wouldn't land on my classic Mercedes. And just about landed on the hood. It was close. So
after a few of those, you get pretty good at it. It's kind of like a wingsuit. You're like, oh, this again. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Wait. It's kind of standing up on the seat of a motorcycle when you know you're going down. You just get used to it.
Yeah. You're sitting there just going, oh my gosh, here we go. Here we go. There we go. Perfect.
Yep.
It's the landing is when do you bail off the sheet of plywood and push that away from you so it doesn't hit you on the edge? Because if you miss that, it hurts.
Yeah, it's all timing. You can't do it too early. You get smacked in the neck, or you can't do it too late. It'll bash you in the ribs.
Exactly. So yeah, that's one of the ones that I really love out there. That thing is so good and gets my full endorsement. Of course, if you've got a sketchy gutter system, this isn't going to be the best for you, but it's not holding that much. It's just steadying it. That gutter system's got good enough nails. And if you put the ladder up correctly, and there's apps for that up
it
there.
It stops that slide, man. Yeah. I've had to do the bail as the ladder goes and slides to the right or left or what. It stops that at least.
Exactly. And so it works really well.
And just make sure you send the apprentice up to put those on.
There you go. That way you're the older one holding the ladder for them.
You go first,
son. Here we go. But it's just so simple how it locks and releases, just grabs any ladder, whether it's a fiberglass or metal or whatever else. It's just a great way to go. And it's designed for US style gutters. So it's really cool. They've done a really great job of that. They're tough as nails. I'm impressed. Now, there's so many other things out there that, and we'll start talking about this and then we'll talk about it when we come back. My next favorite one is this one here. I'm going to bring this over. This is the flame detector. And let me share that over to you, your brother, as well.
They call that hair.
The flame detector is awesome. This thing here is so amazing. And this is something that you put in your garage, your house, or whatever else. It goes, you just basically mount it up on the wall or put it on a shelf. You could put it in your kid's bedroom or whatever. And what's cool about this is it looks for open flame. So I have set there in my garage, you mount it on the wall. I can click a lighter 20 feet away and it will go flame detected. Whoop, and start sending me text messages.
But it's optically searching that,
it
right?
It is optically searching it. So it is looking at the UV that kicks out, I believe. And
wow, that's slick.
What's cool is they tested it. Like, you could sit there underneath. If you had a kid that was behind the couch and was flicking a lighter,
right,
and you couldn't see that, it can see the reflection of that off the wall from the couch.
Wow.
And it's cool stuff. We'll talk about that here. Let's go out to break, pay the bills real quick, brother. And then we'll talk about the flame detector when we come back. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Don't change that dial. Around the House will be right back after these important messages. Contractors, remodelers, designers, and construction pros. Producer Jim here, pumped to announce the Around the House Pro Insider podcast is back. After a 10-month break, yep, we were recharging, but now we're ready to supercharge your business. Get expert insights, growth strategies, and a few chuckles to elevate your game. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform. Don't miss out, or I'll show up to reorganize your job site. Around the House Pro Insider. We're back, better than ever. Catch the show on your favorite podcast player. Hey, it's producer Jim here, and Eric G has no idea I'm doing this. When you sign up for the Around the House Insider, you're not just getting early access to the weekend show, exclusive extended episodes, the full back catalog, and a direct line to Eric himself. I'm throwing in 2 Around the House stickers on me just for signing up. But don't wait, this is only while supplies last. It's just $4 a month. Head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com or click the link in the show notes. Shush, don't tell Eric.
Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. I'm Eric G, and we got Dudley in here. Johnny is sitting here talking safety with me, which is something maybe he's not the best expert in, which I love you, brother, but you're definitely the guy that takes the guard off the circular saw or the table saw kind of guy.
I'm a bit of a maniac, but to my credit, I've got all my limbs and fingers and never broken a bone. Maybe I'm a little cocky because I get away with that kind of chaos, but yeah, they call me the squirrel.
That. Yeah, no kidding. Like, you get away with it. You get away with it. I don't. I have all my fingers, so I haven't had any blade hits like that, but last year I broke my tibia coming off the stepladder. So, you know, that stuff happens. That stuff happens.
Oh, Eric, that was at the water slides. You can tell them.
I wish it was. I tell you what, I was on one of the safest ladders and my knee gave out, fell down, landed on the concrete, just 2 steps up. And I thought I broke my hip because I landed back because I was framing up this new wall in my garage at the time. And my knee gave out and I had my hand up with my cordless framing nailer over my head. So I just fell backwards when my knee gave out because having that 15-pound nailer over your head chock full of nails wasn't awesome either. And I fell backwards and landed my right back hip. Whenever I'm doing projects, I have these drawer boxes that were cabinet samples that are like these maple dovetail drawer boxes with bins in them that were for samples. What's great for putting all your parts and pieces in to get it all put together and awesome. I landed on that in a fire extinguisher. I bent the handle with the pin in it that it still went off. So I had fire extinguisher went off for about 2 seconds. So I had powder everywhere. And I'm lying on the ground going, oh, I did it this time. I broke my hip. Then I did the old self-check. Oh, I lifted my leg up as I'm laying flat on the ground. I'm like, oh, all right. Just a bad bruise. I think I'm good. Then I got up and went, what's with my knee? And yeah, I stuck my knee and cracked my tibia on that one. So even a stupid stepladder, I'd fall off a 2-story building and not be hurt. But then I come off the 2-step up step ladder. Exactly. Murphy's Law.
I feel bad for you, but I feel worse that there's no video of the fire extinguisher going off in that episode.
That was the worst part, other than the big bruise that looked like I got hit by a truck. But that took a year for my knee to heal, and it just recently I'm like, okay, I think it's good. No fun at all with that. We were talking about the flame detector when we went out to break, and this is just so cool. It takes just some AA batteries, you mount it up on the wall, and it's designed to monitor spaces where basically a flame should never exist. You wouldn't put it in your kitchen if you've got a gas stove, because it's going to go, wow, you got a fire. That's not the place.
Or a Kiss concert.
Or a Kiss concert, yeah. Or any band room like that. But basically, it's just designed to detect open flame instantly. And what's cool is it'll also text you as well. So it'll sit there and tell you, hey, it'll go, hey, boom, open flame detected. And so
that's nice.
It's super cool. Smoke alarms work
out in the yard. It's not so nice if you're on vacation.
That's never good. Never good. Smoke alarms work well because they detect the small particles of combustion, but you got to have fire, a lot of smoke for that to go off first. Or it was my ex cooking dinner, but that's a whole other story. That's how you could tell it was done. But if the particles haven't, if you've got a fire going and it hasn't had enough smoke yet, this grabs it before that. And what I think it's cool is if you've got it, basically just detects that narrow band of UV and all of a sudden it goes off. And if you've got kids that, like probably Johnny and I did as kids, like to play with fire, burn things, do stuff like that, this would be a kind of a good little deal for that. But again, super inexpensive, $136 for this thing. And I'm a huge fan. It really works well. And I think for garage fire prevention, it's like the perfect deal here to go out there. Cause that way, I put mine out in the garage because I could put it near where my batteries were. So if I had all my power tool batteries sitting there, and if something, I mean, there's 6,600 fires a year start in your garage. That tells you really what's going on there. And I thought, what a great way to protect my garage where all my tools were by using this. Great way. You can get it a lot of different places. Just go to flamedetector.com. If you're listening on the podcast, I'll put the addresses of these things on here so you can click on them and find them. That way you can find it. And none of these are sponsored either. Maybe we should have done that, Dudley. Maybe we should have got these sponsored. But these are just our favorite things. There's nothing sponsored here with this. Maybe get with my web designer on that. Let's talk about that.
Nah, we're not so smart.
We're not so smart. But anyway, that's a great one right there. Now, the next one is one of my favorites as well. And I'm going to bring this one up here for you too, Dudley, because this is super cool. Electrical fires are a big deal. And like when you had your old house, your wiring was a little more than sketch.
Which one? I remember.
What existed at least?
Oh man, everything I bought down there, up there, was knob and tube. It all had to be gutted.
And here's the thing. There is a thing called Ting Fire. I've talked about it for a couple of years. And this is a sensor that basically you put the app on your phone, you plug this into an outlet, you hook it up to your Wi-Fi, and it monitors your entire house all the way out to the transformer for electrical issues. Wow. So if you think of lightning, and if you think about the signal that lightning gives off, like noise, that spark gives certain frequencies. A short does the same thing in electrical systems. So
hear it half the time.
And so this is really cool. So basically you plug this in and it detects any kind of an electrical issue. It'll tell you if you've got a brownout where your voltage is low. It'll tell you that, hey, it looks like you might have a short someplace in the system. And what's cool is they give you $1,000 coverage for an electrician to come out and find it.
Really?
So if it goes, hey, you got a problem, they cover the grand to get an insurance, to get somebody out there to take a look at it. And so this is really a way to predict electrical issues. And now here is the secret. It's $99.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Now, the cool thing with this that I love is that you can get your insurance company many times to pay for it. Your homeowner's policy.
Nice. Makes sense.
Because they're like, hey, we'll spend $100 to eliminate the chance of a electrical fire.
Dude, I'll tell you what, the first house I bought in Tacoma, and I just got to throw this out there because you wouldn't really think about it, but built in 1939, all knob and tube, and the attic vents were made of wood. The squirrels chewed a giant hole in the attic vents. And so I had a family of squirrels in my attic. Squirrels like to chew on wire. I always worried, like, man, when is one of those little jerks going to get through and start a fire? This is perfect for something like that.
Man, I've got a story. Let's go out to break. When I come back, I've got my electrical story that was probably the closest I had for burning something down. And let's talk about that when Around the House returns.
Don't That's go it anywhere. For this segment of Around the House. Stick around. We'll be right back after the break with more home improvement goodness. Want extra tips and tricks? Follow us on YouTube and social media for all the action. Visit AroundTheHouseOnline.com for links and more info to keep your home humming. Quick joke, why did the hammer go to therapy? It had too many nailing relationships. We'll be back in a flash.
If I could dream. Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good, they convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level. SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call.
Are you a contractor, landscaper, or small business owner? Did you have a great year in business and are worried about those deductions for your 2024 taxes? Give your accountant a call and check out the trailers from Summit Trailer. If you want the highest quality trailer you can own, they are proudly made here in Oregon with a dealer network in the West Coast. What I love about my Summit Trailer is it's a dump trailer that was designed to work. I can load it up without having to worry about if it's going to lift the load, and it pulls like a dream. This was built to work. So it doesn't matter if you want a dump trailer like mine, or a deck over, flatbed, tilt bed, or utility trailer. They've got a trailer that'll fit your needs. Invest in your business at the end of 2024 with something you'll feel proud of, pulling at the job site or your next project. Check out the best trailer in the West at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Click on the dealer locator to find your nearest dealer at SummitTrailerMFG.com. This is not tax advice, but hey, I bet you still need a trailer at SummitTrailerMFG.com. Welcome back to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement information. If you want to find out more about us, head over to our beautiful website that Johnny Dudley here designed. That is at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. And make sure you subscribe to our social media. And if you've got something you want us to talk about, make sure and send us a note over there. Just hit the contact us page and it will show up in my email box. I'll get back to you shortly. Johnny and I have been sitting here talking about cool things that are safety-wise that really can prevent headaches at the job site or your house. And we were talking about Ting Fire here. And I wish I would have had this when I lived in Eastern Washington in the Tri-Cities, because I had this old 1940s house that had a coal shed on the back. They had taken the coal shed out and done an addition. But what I didn't realize is the light switch that would have been inside that coal shed when I bought it was on the outside. And we had a rainstorm come in and my lights were flickering. I couldn't tell what was going around. And I went outside to see where my power pole came in. Do I have something going on outside? I look outside and I can see the red of that box all wet, shorted out. And it had a plastic cover over it. And I don't know how I missed it, how anybody missed it, how my house inspector missed it, but we all missed it. I just moved in and it was, if I wouldn't have been there and hadn't noticed that, that would have been a house fire situation. And
you get that a lot of soffits in the Northwest that fill up with water and you got lights built into the soffits. Same deal.
Yep. Just water and electricity doesn't mix, but take a look at Ting Fire. Probably I would reach out first to your insurance company and see what you can do. But there's a lot of companies out there that are paying for this. And heck, here's some of the pictures they've got on their website. Just go to tingfire.com. But you can see the stuff where they have caught it, prevented it. Maybe it's a bad breaker. Maybe it's a bad circuit board in something. But Ting prevents 4 out of 5 electrical fires. Now, if you're up there putting in your big screen TV and you go through and sink a lag bolt through the middle of the maybe the power line going to your range or something of a 40 amp circuit, maybe that's not going to solve that. But really, this is going to catch things before, which I like. So
I will tell you that if you used one of those down here in pretty much any structure in Columbia, it would blow it up. Right? Yeah. Did they use lamp cord for stuff down here?
Oh, man. So it's not even wire ties. It's just twisting it together and wrap it with a wrap of duct tape and you're good, huh?
They got bare wire that go to these shower heads that actually heat the water. There's no water heaters, right? Not in every house, but literally you're looking at bare wires and wire caps while you're showering going, are you guys sure that's you've been doing that for years? Really? Are you sure? Because it doesn't look good.
No. That looks like a Dr. Jack Kevorkian shower to me. I don't know.
Oh, dude, it's nutty. Thailand's even worse.
That's what my girlfriend was saying. She's been to Thailand a lot. She's like,
Lord.
Even the streets there, it's kind of like when I was in El Salvador. You look down at the road at the pole and there's 10,000 wires hanging off the pole where everything is home run to every house versus a main line. Yep.
Yeah, it's like a wire run with so many wires. It's almost as wide as the street. And any given 15-minute interval, you will see a spark. You're like, why is that smoking? That doesn't look good.
It'll be fine. It'll go out. Yeah. Day.
Dude, it's crazy.
Man, I guess here in Portland, at least where I live, we would never have that because somebody would have been up there and stolen that wire for copper. That would be an opportunity for the homeless. I tell you that. That would be like, oh, no, that's gone. Tomorrow, no one's going to have any power or utilities because that's gone.
Stripping that like dogs.
Oh, yeah, that would be down at the wire recycling place before you know it. So it wouldn't hold up. That's one of my favorite ones. That's just to me, I think that should be in almost every house here. That's for $100 or have your insurance company pay for it. Way smart way to go. And it'll tell you, just basically go onto your app and look at it and go, hey, things look good. And it's really slick and it's plug and play. That's the crazy thing. You just hook it up to your Wi-Fi. You turn the app on, plug it in, and it goes, hey, there's your unit. Put in your, create your account and give it the Wi-Fi password. And off you go. And from there on out, you're good. It'll tell you if something out. What I like too is if I'm traveling, it'll say your power is out. And I'm like, oh, and I'll have 2 or 3 things say the power is out. And I'm like, okay, now I know that the power is out of my house and I've got to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know, so that was pretty handy.
For the peace of mind, man. For me, I always worry about electricity and gas and the peace of mind that something like this does for $100. Come on. It's a no brainer. Yeah, it is. Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah. The other one I think is, here's one thing I want to talk about too that's important. And I'm really concerned about it. Amazon is really good about selling things, but they're also really good about selling things that don't work. And there's all of these off-brand smoke detectors, all of these carbon monoxide detectors, all this stuff. I tested about a year ago on the television show a carbon monoxide alarm, a handheld one, just a little handheld one. I couldn't get it to go off. So I went out and started my diesel SUV and put it up against the sensor, up against the tailpipe. Wow. And then I started up my 1995 F-250, started up against the tailpipe. No reading.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, this is ridiculous. Then I
so it'll let you know that there's somebody in the house that's not breathing.
Yeah. Then I did another one. I went, okay, it's defective. Same thing. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
How does that should have been
setting that alarm off. Seriously. Yeah.
You're dealing with people's lives. You're dealing with children. It's disgusting that, now, whatever. Don't get me started.
It is. Yeah, no, it's bad. So some of the things you have to be careful with, too, with these, and this is an interesting one, and I learned this from our friend Caroline Blazowski. When you look at carbon monoxide detectors, look and see where it first gets set off. So many of these, you already have a serious health issue when it sets the alarm off. You're not dead, but you're working your way there. You want to find something that's going to be the most sensitive. So that way, you know what's going on. And she's really got me now where I've got an air quality monitor that I have that I can go down and that will look for the PM 2.5, which is the particulate matter in the air. It'll look for carbon monoxide. It'll look for combustion gases. Hey, I got a natural gas leak or a propane leak. And that stuff's pretty important as well. So
and it's peace of mind, right? It's your health and it could be your life, and it's worth every dollar you're going to spend on anything like that. Now that we have these types of tools and gadgets that can do that for us, it's just foolish not to use them, man. There's too many accidents, too many people that die.
Yeah.
And it's unnecessary over $100 fix. Come on.
Come on. So preventable. It's like, I got a buddy who's got a girlfriend that's sick and she's been fighting all these health issues. And I'm like, hey man, check this. You don't have any mold in the air in there. Cause that could be, if you got a moldy house, oh, it's a newer house. He finds a moldy shower.
Yeah.
I'm like, there we go. I bet if he got that taken care of correctly, that could easily help with a lot of those respiratory and issues that she's having, which is pretty fascinating to me that just the mold in the wall, and it doesn't matter if you're in the desert or not, you can be living in Phoenix and have a water line in the wall that's broken or leaking or dripping or a bad shower pan, and you're still going to have mold issues.
And it's a dangerous misconception to think that just because it's a newer home, like, there's been plenty of periods where specs weren't what they needed to be and inspections weren't what they needed to be. And we were over-sealing houses for a while, causing all kinds of problems. Yeah. No.
Those 80s and 90s newer, houses older. Where we didn't make them breathe and we sealed them too much. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are a hot mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about one more thing with that air quality monitor, too, because I've noticed something. And it's in the name of recycling that I'm seeing this one come up. And it's a scary one. We'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. Don't change that dial.
Make sure you follow the Around the House show on social media and our YouTube channel at Around the House Eric G for all of our home improvement videos. Hold on to your tool belt, folks. We're taking a short break to rewire our thoughts. Around the House will be back faster than you can say drywall dust. Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed. Hey guys, it's producer Jim over at the Around the House show. Do you have an amazing product or service you want to expose to our audience? Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can help you reach the smartest audience in home improvement. Head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and send us a message, and we can create a custom marketing program for you. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to the Around the House show, your trusted source for home improvement information. Johnny and I are sitting here talking about some of the great safety things out there that have really changed things. And we were talking about indoor air quality and things like that here. And one of the ones that I've had, and it's, this is a, I guess I call it the land of good intentions gone bad, brother. Hey, we're going to recycle. We're going to be green. We're going to make you sick. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. In my area here in the Pacific Northwest in Portland, we have something that's been advertised across the country as this latest, next, greatest way to recycle paint. The problem is that, like, for instance, I sold my house here recently. I got to go down there and drop off all my cans of paint that were the ones that last quarter of a can of the paint that you painted two colors ago that you're never going to use. So I'm going to go down there. I have to give it there. I can't throw it away. I can't put it in the trash or anything. I get that. But it's latex paint. I'm going to take it down there, drop it off. They take it for free. And by the way, you pay a dollar or so every gallon you buy around here to go into this fund. But what happens is they take it and they pour it into these vats of paint. And then they have those big containers of paint that they drop it into. As they do this, they mix them all together into this big paint cocktail. Then they tint them and they have 12 colors and they call it Metro Paint. The problem is that I get so many phone calls from contractors, from friends, from other people in the industry in our area. They call up and go, hey, I'm over here at a house that I'm working on and the homeowners were painting last week and they've been getting sick and they just can't stand the smell of this. And I'm like, oh, did you buy that Metro paint? Hold on, let me ask. Oh, there's the can. Yes. The problem is that when you take down paint that's latex, that maybe it's 5 years old, 10 years old, it's been sitting in all the different situations, maybe somebody was cleaning two or three things into that. Maybe it's got some paint thinner. It's got something else into it. You've got this chemical compound that you've mixed with latex paint, and then it gets moldy, mildewy, and then they, I'm sure, drop in plenty of anti-mildicide stuff in there, keep that from growing. And now you've got this nasty cocktail that you're putting on your wall, and whatever's going to off-gas, and maybe there's some different chemicals that are fighting each other in there, you're putting on your wall and now you're going to breathe it until that thing fully cures. And that can be a serious health issue. I've painted with that stuff before and I tried it and I'm like, holy smokes, that is the worst smell ever. It almost like burns your nose. It's that bad.
I'd like to see those safety data sheets.
Yeah. How do you do a safety data sheet when you don't know what's in the vat?
Exactly what's in there.
Yeah,
that's my point.
Yep.
My point. You're dealing with toxic chemicals and you're pushing it out the door and you're selling it as a product. And again, it's disappointing that things like that get to market without some kind of censorship, some kind of governing that says, oh, we need to test this before we just start shipping out hundreds of gallons of attic acid mixed with latex paint, mixed with mildicide, mixed with paint thinner, mixed with God knows.
Johnny, think about when you go to the paint store, man. You go there and they got the, hey, put the bug killer in to keep the bugs from growing on the outside of the paint. Hey, put this in to keep the mold and mildew from growing on the outside. And hey, put all these additives, let alone the Floetrols or anything else that you put in there. And now you got all these things fighting each other. And that to me is just
mixing together. You don't know what you're making.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they're not. I'm really curious about that. And there's got to be some kind of testing going on, some kind of.
Maybe.
Like I said, they by law, you would think they'd be required to provide a safety data sheet for each batch that came out, at least, that tested for the 97 chemicals that might be in there and what the possible effects may be, and warn the consumer, hey, it's cheap recycled paint. You're doing good for the environment, but might, you know, stick to your lungs and kill you in 3 years.
And amazingly, they are discontinuing this project at the end of the year due to costs. And I'm like, really? Wait a minute, I don't see a material safety data sheet here. Let's see. Oh, here we go. I found the material safety data sheet. Let's dive in for just a second because I'm mildly curious here. Let me share this one with you because I'm more than curious to see what this is going to tell us because I got a feeling it's not going to tell us much.
It would have to be different for every vat. You know what I mean?
Oh, hazards identification. Not classified. No labeling applicable. No additional information available. Not applicable.
Oh, wow.
This product consists primarily of post-consumer recyclable latex paints. Feedstock may vary.
Wow. Ship it.
Yeah, ship it.
Unbelievable.
Let's see. First aid measures after inhalation. Now, this is for latex paint, brother. If breathing is difficult, remove victim to fresh air and keep at rest in a position comfortable for breathing. Get medical advice if you feel unwell.
Come on. I can drink latex paint, but it's all the other stuff they got in there.
Yeah.
Those costs that are they're incurring are, I'm guessing, attorney costs to prep for the giant lawsuit that's
right. Coming. Yeah. I'm looking here. Accidental release, handling and storage, vapor controls. Yeah, they really don't. They're talking about the color.
A lot of not applicable on those.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And ethylene glycol. Okay, that's interesting. So, yeah, that kind of tells me what's going on here. Respiratory protection. In case of insufficient ventilation, wear suitable respiratory equipment. But it doesn't tell you what that has to be.
No.
Oh.
Just put a bandana over your nose. You'd be fine.
Yeah, you'll be good. You'll be good. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Look at this. Explosive properties. Vapor pressure. No data available.
No, yeah, no. They're obviously doing some rigorous testing on that while they're shipping it out to people with babies in their house. That's sick, dude.
Yeah, it's not my gear. Some of this
stuff will really make me rant, because when you're threatening people's health and you're doing it, you're not being transparent about it. You're being as snake oil as you can about it. I get really angry.
Yeah, especially on the sense and of
as an ethics contractor, right? Especially because I'm always the guy that takes the heat. Why is this paint making us sick, man?
Here's why. And here's the thing. Because it's recycled, they've been selling that stuff for about $18 a gallon or $90 for 5 gallons. That's a great deal. But it's one of those things. It's crazy. And I'm not a fan. I'm happy that they're closing this down. But here's the thing that makes me concerned. They're now trying to roll out a national program based on this, and they're trying to get this to other regions to be able to do it. And I'm like, no, don't.
I mean, don't. It should be, it could be a great idea, right? Because
in theory,
as an ex-con, you saw my garages, you saw my storage units full of hundreds of paint cans. Oh, I might use that royal blue one day. Who knows? Tons of those. To be able to reuse those effectively and healthily would be fantastic.
Yeah.
But draw a line, make some strict regulations that say, okay, every can that comes in, we test for anything other than basic combinations of latex paint. Anything that has anything else in it, you got to ship that to the toxic waste site.
Yeah. And they should be taking the big vats, because they still have to run it through a can line to put it in a thing. When it's all mixed together, now you've got another test point, right? Where you've got all this stuff together.
Absolutely.
Okay, before it goes in the can, there should be a full-on test of that to make sure that you don't have any chemical reactions and stuff going on there. And
they're not being transparent. They're not showing us that they're doing that. And they shouldn't be able to operate until that's done, period. And especially if they're going to go nationwide with an idea like this. Love the idea. That's great. Fantastic. I hate wasting all that paint. I hate it. Like, man.
Yeah, I've got a bunch to take down there as well.
Let's not get people sick over it. That's
stupid. No, it's crazy. It's crazy. That's one of those things I look at and go, man, that just has to get dialed back. Oh, one other thing before we go out here and wrap up this hour, Johnny. One other thing that I've been doing lately is I've been skipping the ladders. I love good fall protection devices, and I still wear them now when I get up there because I don't want to bounce. But when it comes down to it, I've been much more into scaffolding than I am setting up scaffolding than getting up on the ladder. It is so nice when you're up there swapping out a window or doing some siding to throw scaffolding up instead of doing it on the extension ladder.
Not only safer, but so much easier on your body, man. Not bending over and reaching out and turning around and twisting and getting backwards. Yeah.
So much.
A little more setup, a little more work, but they've simplified a lot of that as well now to make things easier.
Oh, and they carry it on the shelf at Lowe's now. You can literally go down and buy your own instead of having to go rent it. I've got 4 sections. I can go up 4 high with full-on mason scaffolding all the way up, so I can get up there pretty high, which is nice. Cool. That's good. And then I got a little baker's one for inside that you can roll around, which is cool too. Man, it's nice. When I was doing the ceiling in my living room, that was awesome. I could do that, get up there and just keep rocking. And I wasn't moving, getting down and moving the stepladder every two boards.
Yeah, that is the worst. Yeah.
All right, brother, we're running out of time for this hour, but guys, we got hour number two. If you're listening on the radio, if you don't hear us, don't worry. You can always catch it on the podcast. I'm Eric G.
I'm Johnny D.
You've been listening to Around the House. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Are you looking to grow your business? Need a spokesperson for your company? Maybe an MC for an upcoming trade show? Or maybe you want to up your game and shoot some promotional videos? My team of experts would love to chat with you. Head to aroundthehouseonline.com and fill out the contact us form, and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening to Around the House.